We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Cecil, would you say $57 million is a lot of money?
Let me think about that. Yes.
That is how much money Ben Simmons has made in the NBA through the first 5 years of his career. He's made $57 million. That's just NBA salary. That's not endorsements. That's a lot.
That's a ton of money.
Ben Simmons currently sitting out with the Sixers. Yeah. Doesn't really want to be there. He's kind of claiming the mental health aspect of it, and the Sixers have refused to pay him.
Are you buying the mental health aspect, by the way?
I don't know. Part of me says yes, part of me says no. Part of me, you know, it kind of feels like maybe it's an excuse to not play and to get paid. So I hope that that's not the case, because mental health is a serious thing.
It's a real thing.
And to kind of make that up on the fly, which the Sixers, I think, are claiming that he is, that's a really, really bad look. And that sets back, you know, that whole thing. So he's not playing, and he might be broke. Because, again, he's not getting paid.
Wait, Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons was set to make $31.6 million this year, not seeing a dime because he has not played. This is from Howard Eskin, who's a Philly radio broadcaster. I think he does a talk show over there. This is a quote from him. I was told by somebody very reliable that he might be tapped out, broke, cash flow broke, because he's losing so much money, but he spent so much money. $17.5 million home. Remember, he has to pay taxes too. $17.5 million home. He's got two homes in the Philly area, probably worth $8 or $9 million. He buys a new car every month, let me get this right. Quote, he buys a new car every month, $400,000 or $500,000. He just spends money like it's nothing because he thinks it never ends. And the person that he told is very reliable that he's got serious cash flow issues. Further from Eskin, remember, this trip, he doesn't get paid for any games. That's well over $2 million. He may have to come back. I don't want him to come back. Stay broke. I thought he was going to be out the whole year. Now he may have to come back just for the money.
Wow.
That's pretty alarming.
Well, I've heard retirement stories, right?
But never while the guy's playing.
Never in his prime. Like, he's not even, is he 25 yet?
He is, let's see, Ben Simmons is 25, yes. Turned, like, 25 in July.
He just turned 25? Mm-hmm. That is, wow. That's very, very alarming. That's very sad. When you have that much money, when you have people around you, family around you, and obviously he decides what he wants to do, whether they're telling him to stop or not, or control it or not, but the simple fact that you're buying a car every month is ridiculous. Like, that's not just a car, but a $400,000 to $500,000 car.
That's like athlete money management 101, is like, to not buy the cars. Don't
what
do the cars.
What are you doing? Like, what are you thinking? Well, you're obviously not thinking. This is not Monopoly money.
Well, remember, he signed a 5-year, $170 million contract. He's only played 1 year of that. So, like Spike Eskin said, he just kind of thinks there's the endless flow, but then all of a sudden you stop playing. Now the money stops coming in. And I want to take this to, first of all, we get into labor with baseball, because Major League Baseball is probably going to have a work stoppage. The CBA expires next week. Doesn't seem like there's a deal on the horizon at this point. So you may have a work stoppage. You may miss some games. That means guys are missing paychecks. You came in the league during a work stoppage.
Yeah.
You got drafted in 2011. There was a lockout the day that you got drafted.
Yep.
You didn't miss any checks, I don't think, because of it. I think you might have signed your rookie contract a little bit later than you had planned. But what is that like, and what do you think is going on in the minds of some of these baseball guys who are, you know, they're used to getting their money, and now all of a sudden it might not? And also, the other thing, too, during the pandemic, NBA players got all their money. NFL players got all their money. Baseball was the one sport that really got impacted because they only got to play 60 games of 162, and their money was prorated. So what do you think is – what is life like, do you think, for these baseball players who are kind of staring at a work stoppage right now?
Well, so one thing that happened for myself and the other rookies, like, we got drafted 2011. I talked to, like, the normal phone calls, the GM, the head coach, the receiver coach, the owner, whoever else is on the phone. And then after that, they were like, okay, we cannot talk to you until the lockout's over. So this is the last time we'll talk to you. We'll send you some stuff, but that is it. Be looking out for player workouts and stuff led by boom, boom, boom. So I'm like, wow, okay, cool. So I didn't hear from them. That was April. I didn't hear from them until, like, July.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like April, May, June. It's like almost 4 months, right? In between that time, the quarterback at the time, David Garrard, Rasheed Mathis, Maurice Jones-Drew, they all reached out, said congratulations. That was a big moment, by the way. Maurice Jones-Drew texted me. I'm like, oh, snap, that's MJD. But they all text me, say, hey, boom, 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 these workouts are going to be these days. We'll fly you out. We'll take care of everything. You just be free that date. So there were a lot of player workouts at the time. The players weren't really worried. They worked out elsewhere, their own training facilities or the gym, wherever they wanted to. And then player-led workouts, they were cool with. They actually kind of liked that better than having to come in and be there to kind of spend more time with the family, stuff like that. But the hard part was for the rookies because we just didn't know any plays. We weren't getting coached. We just didn't know anything. So it was just difficult to figure out what exactly we had to, like, how to be a pro, how to go about things, no training room, no taking care of your body, just kind of winging it and just hanging out with the guys, right? We didn't miss any paychecks. So the lockout was over day one of the normal date for training camp. So once training camp started, training camp was like the 28th of whatever, July, something like that. They flew us in the 27th. All the rookies that were drafted, we didn't practice on the 28th. We signed a contract the next day, right? So we didn't necessarily miss any paychecks. So, like, the training camp, your signing bonus, all that stuff, it came a little later than what it normally would have, right? You probably get that in April, May, whatever it was. We didn't get that till July, but we didn't miss anything. These baseball guys, I'm not sure how they get paid. So, if it goes long, and it depends how long this particular discussion or lockout, whatever you want to call it, will go. If it goes well into training camp, well into the season, of course, they'll miss paychecks. And those are, I'm assuming, they're pretty big paychecks for the baseball guys. but it just depends how long it goes, man. The veterans, they'll be fine. You can do drills. You can run your own practices. And sometimes those player-led practices, depending on who's leading them, are just like the coaches leading practice, right? So that won't be the issue. The issue, the bit like you mentioned, would be, okay, when am I getting my money? What's the new rules? And how am I getting my money?
Were you in the union during the lockout? Like, you get drafted, are you immediately in the union, or did you have to wait to actually sign your contract to be a union member?
No, we didn't officially be in the, you get drafted, you kind of in the union already, quote unquote. But we didn't have our first, like, union meetings until middle of training camp.
So did you have a vote?
No.
Because don't they put that whole thing to a vote, whether or not you're going to agree on the CBA?
that was all done before us.
Okay, so you didn't get a vote.
We had no vote in all.
So what's that like? You're kind of sitting on the sidelines. You're technically a union member, but you're not a union member yet. Was that hard?
That was tough because I didn't understand everything that was going on. And it's hard to be on the outside looking in. I'm like, so wait. I'm like, explain this. I'm talking to MJD or David Garrard. Like, explain this to me. Like, what's this? I'm texting them. And they're like, man, A, B, and C. And this is their opinion, right? And they give me this long list of stuff and some wording. I'm like, what are they talking about? I just wasn't in it, right? And then once I got there, I realized, okay, this is what a CBA, this is what a union is, this is what they're talking about, this is what it means, and they took steps forward. But you have, as a rookie coming in during a lockout, you can't vote, you can't do anything. It's about the veteran guys that are already there.
Yeah, you know, Maurice Jones-Drew was here because he's part of the Rams radio team, maybe.
He is.
His legs are just insane.
Oh, yeah, tree chunks.
Still.
Yep.
He'd been out of the league for, what, almost 10 years now?
It's been that long?
It's probably close.
Yeah, I guess so. 2015 maybe was his last year with Oakland.
I'm going to get 24. The exact. I was stunned just at
2015. I would be at my guess. Legs.
Yeah, no, 2014 was his last year.
2014.
Yeah, with the Raiders.
Yeah, 7 years. Wow, it's coming on a decade.
Yeah,
wow.
They were.
Yeah, he's always been a tree trunk. Like, he's always had, and he's a tiny guy.
He is.
And you can't see him in the hole. And yeah, he's just super, super thick. And he gained a little weight now, but he was crazy. Like, my rookie year, he led the league in rushing. 1,600 plus yards. Like, he was incredible, man. The stuff he was able to do at his size. And, yeah, man, he was really good.
What did it look like in the weight room?
He didn't lift that much. He was one of those guys that came in, talked all the trash in the weight room, teasing people. He'll lift a little bit, but you ain't see him. He worked hard, but you just didn't see it like that.
Yeah, he averaged 343 carries, which was the most of his career. Oh. That when you're rookie 2011? In Jacksonville.
How many yards? 1,600, right?
1,606.
Yeah, he led the league in rushing that year.
Yeah, 100 yards a game, which is, I don't think people realize just how difficult it is to average 100 yards a game in the NFL and how many times you get to touch the ball. That's an incredible beating that he took that year.
That was his last really good year.
Yeah.
The next year, next 3 years, he was hurt.
It went, let me just.
He got really Liz quick. Frank next year, and it never would have seen. He actually held out after that year. That's what happened. He held out, gained some weight, and he got Liz Frank, and he was never the same.
Yeah, so 4.7 yards a carry in 2011. Actually, 4.8 yards the next year, but only played in six games.
Mm-hmm.
Then he dropped down to 3.4 yards in 13, and then with the Raiders, 2.2 yards. And yeah, he played in 12 games.
He got that Liz Frank was never the same. Go back to running backs, man. It's, mm-hmm. it's tough.
It happens quick.
That beating. Oof.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.